Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude. And before we get into this episode brought to you by the Sports History Network, I wanted to tell you about another book giveaway that we have on the website. Our friend of the network, Timothy J. Brown, is giving away 5 copies of his latest book. This book is titled Hut Hut Hike, A History of Football Terminology. This book explores the history of football terminology by examining when and why more than 400 familiar words and expressions entered the game. By linking the game's evolution to changes in its language, readers learn the origins of first string, basic fundamentals, X's and O's, long snapper, and hundreds more of terms used in every football conversation or broadcast. Organized in easy-to-read, bite-sized chunks and filled with period images and illustrations, Hut Hut Hike tells football's history one word at a time. Now, to sign up for a chance to win your copy of the book, head to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch podcast, where we're going to go over the day of September 5th throughout football history and tell you of all the events, anniversaries, and birthdays. So let's get right at it. Rapid fire. We're going to go to September 5th, 1906, in a very monumental moment. The very first forward legal pass in a regular season game was thrown. First time in American football history thrown. As St. Louis University's quarterback Bradbury Robinson tosses a touchdown strike to Jack Schneider in a game in Waukesha, Wisconsin, as St. Louis U blanks the hometown Carroll College team 22-0. It was monumental. Think about it this way. The rule to be able to legally throw a forward pass was just created in December of the year prior. But it had some catches to it to make it very difficult to do. Because you had the traditional powers of the day, Yale with Walter Camp, you had Army, and you had all the other Big East powers, Princeton, Cornell. They really wanted to run the ball. They wanted to play football the way they play football for the last 3 decades. It was people like John Heisman and others that really wanted to push passing in the game. But they couldn't get the rule passed all the way. So the rules were very restrictive when this young man from St. Louis University threw this first pass, Mr. Bradbury Robinson. Because you had rules like if the pass was thrown and it went incomplete on first or second down, the offense would be penalized 15 yards from where the ball was thrown. Can you imagine the risk associated with throwing a pass like that on first or second down? You throw the pass, gets broken up, hits the ground. Oh, 15-yard penalty from the ball where the ball was thrown. If he's doing like a traditional pass is now, 7-step drop, you are maybe 8-10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. You have a 25-yard deficit going to the next down. Another rule, one that was mentioned in SmithsonianMag.com article that was recently out, claims that also another rule of passing in 1906, if the ball hit the ground untouched, that the defense would be awarded possession. Yes, it would be worse than a fumble because there wouldn't be a scramble for it. Pass is thrown in the air, nobody at all touches it, ball turned over on downs to the defense. Unbelievable. Why would they make rules like that? Well, like I said, those traditional powers, they didn't want passing the ball. They felt that it would ruin the game. But what it ended up doing, after some modifications to those very hindering rules we just discussed, it would make it the most exciting game ever created. And it all started with that one first throw forward by Bradbury Robinson, September 5th, 1906. Okay, let's fast forward some eight decades and go to the Canadian Football League. September 5th, 1988, in the Canadian Football League, Hamilton player Earl Winfield returns a punt for a 101-yard score. Then he turns around a little bit later, returns a kickoff 100 yards in the same game. And that's not all. He then later caught a 58-yard pass. Unbelievable by Mr. Winfield in that game. Great game for him. A few years after that, September 5th, 1994, San Francisco 49ers wideout Jerry Rice becomes the NFL touchdown career leader with 127 TDs as he surpasses Jim Brown's record by catching two touchdown passes and runs another one in while taking the 49ers to a 44-14 win over the Raiders. In an unrelated but yet interesting fast-forward little tidbit, Jerry Rice would later play for those same Raiders near the end of his career. A few years after that, 2002, was the first time ever that the NFL season started on a Thursday night when the 49ers defeated the New York Giants. There were pregame concerts, festivities, and they were all just to bring that season into style and made some great fanfare to start the season off right. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, to not only see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskin Dispatch is in the social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Pigskin Dispatch is also happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com. And now we're to that point once again where we go to the birthdays of legends and Hall of Famers. We go to September 5th, 1873, Dave Campbell, an end from Harvard University who played from the 1898 through the 1901 season. He was selected as a consensus All-American in three straight years, 1899 through 1901, and the 1901 he played on went undefeated, and he was the captain of that team. In 1958, he received the honor of being inducted in the College Football Hall of Fame. Then, September 5th, 1909, Harry Newman, a University of Michigan halfback, was also born on this day. The legendary rusher was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1975's enshrinement ceremonies. In 1932, he was the recipient of the Douglas Fairbanks Trophy as the Outstanding Player of the Year. Very prestigious indeed, as the Fairbanks Award was the predecessor of the Heisman Trophy, which would come out a few years later. Newman played as a pro for the New York Giants from 1933 through 1935 and went over to the Brooklyn Rochester Tigers in the 1936 and 1937 seasons. We move up in history a few decades. In 1939, Billy Kilmer, the former UCLA halfback, was born on that day. And in 1999, he was inducted in the College Football Hall of Fame. After college, Kilmer had 18 productive NFL careers, both at halfback and quarterback, for the San Francisco 49ers, New Orleans Saints, and the Washington Redskins. Interesting fact, Kilmer is linked to one of the more well-known NFL plays of all time. In 1964, as a member of the 49ers, he fumbled, and Vikings defensive lineman Jim Marshall picked it up, ran 66 yards for what he thought was a touchdown, but he ran to the wrong end zone. It ended up being the longest safety scored in history. Next, we move that celebration of birthdays to September 5th, 1946. Former SMU wide receiver Jerry Levias was born on this day. Jerry made it into the hallowed halls of the College Football Hall of Fame in the induction class of 2003. Mr. Levias was the second African-American player to play and the first African-American on scholarship in the Southwest Conference. He went on in the pro game to play for the AFL's Houston Oilers and San Diego Chargers. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude. And I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know that. Can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you got to do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you got to do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.